Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the show. Maren Morris will be in later. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go to Clint in Mississippi, who's on the phone. Clint.
Yes.
You're on the air, bud. What's happening?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your show. And my daughter and son like to hear y'all and the morning corny and when Lunchbox goes out. And I really think y'all are doing a good thing and keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate that. Nothing like a attaboy call to get the,
right,
the
yeah.
day started. Like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Clint, have a good day today.
All right, is there any way I can get a shout out to my daughter, Evie and Ollie?
You just did it. Do it again. Do it official, though. And now, where do you live in Mississippi?
Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Where what?
Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Oh, Brookhaven.
Yes.
Okay. And now from.
Used to summer here.
Okay. I used to summer here. Thank you.
Got you.
And now from Brookhaven, Mississippi, Clint. Go ahead, Clint.
Evie and Ollie. Shout out. Have a good day at school. Be good with your daycare.
All right. There he is.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, Clint. Thanks for listening, bud. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's see what's happening in everybody's lives in a segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
What's the Haps?
I have a new favorite show.
Oh, what's that?
It's watching my dog on this camera that I have.
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Well, I just can't stop watching it. And you know, he has his own room. He doesn't have to stay in there all the time anymore. I've really integrated him into just chilling in the house most of the time. He'll sleep in his bed at night in his room. But he has this camera, and it's not a Furbo or whatever. I don't know. It's a different brand. Because I'm not doing Furbo. This is not an endorsement. But I can watch the camera, and it has a night vision on it, so I can also watch him at night.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But I've been binge watching the Stanley the Dog Show like crazy. He does nothing. He'll just lay in the bed and I'll just watch him. Maybe it's the whole voyeur type thing. Like you're not supposed to, like you don't.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to be looking at that.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't know I'm watching him.
Yeah.
And also I can kind of, I've always wondered what he's doing like when the door's closed.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll be in there if I come home and he'll want to come out and be like, oh, and I just picture him standing by the door like begging to get out. He doesn't. He lays in bed or plays with a toy and then goes, oh, and then gets back to playing with a toy again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then it has this speaker on it. You can push a button and you can talk to him through the speaker. And so I'll be like, Stanley, what's up, dude? Because they're like, comfort your dog with a warm message from their owner. They're like, Stanley, what's up, dude? But when you hear it in person, it sounds like this, Stanley, what's up, dude? It's all muffled. So it sounds like Satan's in the box. So it's not warm and comforting to him. If anything, it freaks him out. And then it has this treat button too, where you push it and it goes, doom! And it shoots a treat out. And the treat ends up going, sometimes he doesn't even shoot a treat out, and he's used to treats coming out, so he'll be like looking for it when there's no treat that came out.
Yeah.
And then eventually he just gets irritated and knocks it off the wall. He'll just swipe it and knock it off. But it's a pretty cool little camera.
I feel like I might need to get one.
Should I say the name of it?
It looks fun. It's not
an endorsement.
No, because I want to get one. It looks fun when you post it. Like, I like when you post about it. So it's kind of, does that make it one of my favorite TV shows too?
Well, you can't watch it.
I watch what you post.
Yeah, but you can't watch the show though. Right now,
the live show.
It's on in his room, but he's not in his
room. It's like Big Brother for Stanley.
One dog.
Yeah.
And so it's just
one dog all the time.
And then you can move the camera. You just move it around.
You know, what do you think this is, Big Brother? Like
I thought I've seen it in different rooms.
Oh, you can physically move a camera, but no, it just...
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean, like, turn it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can, it just plug it in.
Like the cameras in the studio.
Yeah, where Eddie can actually move them. No.
No.
But it's called... I'll say this. It's called... I'm not recommending it for anyone. I'm just going to tell you what I use. It's called a Wopet. Wopet. Don't know if it's reliable or not. I know that I'm using it right now, and it's pretty good. But that's my new favorite show. I'm binging all the episodes. So there you go. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Amy?
So I go over curbs a lot and like nothing happens and it's fine. And for whatever reason, when I'm in my husband's truck, sometimes that's when things go wrong and I go over curb. I'm at my dad's place and I guess I hit the curb wrong and it sliced the tire. And all of a sudden,
man,
I just hear shh.
Oh no.
And so I had to call AAA and they came and put the spare on and then I had to take it to like tire place, get it like new tire. They couldn't repair it, so I had to order a new tire. And it's just one of those things where I'm like, why? Why does this have to happen? Because this isn't the first time I've done this.
It had to happen because you make it, you do it. It's not random
but
stuff.
But I think it's in his car. I'm not used to like his big truck, and he's out of town, so I haven't really even told him yet. So maybe he's listening now, and this is how he finds out. But
I love when Amy lets her husband know bad news to the show. Yeah, yeah, she does it quite often.
The situation is handled. It's like, you can't even tell it happened.
How much was the tire?
We are good as new. It wasn't, luckily, it was the back tire, which was cheaper than the front tire for some reason.
Is that right?
I don't know.
They got you on that one.
Yeah. No, I love my tire place. No, they're good. Everything's fine.
Oh, it's the front left one. Oh, that's bad. That's real bad.
We're gonna cut you a deal on that back right, though, because that's where... Hey!
What's the hat?
All right, Lunchbox?
Man, I had my mind blown the other day. I found out you could post multiple pictures in one post to Twitter. I would see people do it, and I was like, I wonder what special app they have. So I always downloaded apps where you could make a little collage of pictures. But no, you can just click on two pictures and upload them at one time to Twitter. Unbelievable. I've been on Twitter for, 10 years? Mind blown.
You still don't have your email on your phone, do you?
No, do not have that. Do not know how to do that.
He sounds like a grandparent.
He does.
I do not. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not what he's how the words. Like, he doesn't have his email on his phone? Or
no, I have to open up the web browser and type in the email address, and it goes there to the website, and then I have to log in. Yeah, don't have email on the phone.
They can set that up for you here in the building. Scuba Steve can set it up in 1 second. Morgan number two can set it up. No problem.
It was amazing. I mean, just so you guys know, if you did not know, you can post two pictures. Because I always see people put side by sides. I'm like, how do
you
they
can
do that?
Four, actually. Which I do a lot.
You just upload them all, right?
Yeah. So awesome.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie.
Cool special moment went down in my house recently. I have a 1-year-old foster kid, in case nobody knew this, but it took his first steps the other day.
That's awesome.
And I have 4 kids at the house now. 2 of my own, 2 foster kids. And it just doesn't get old when you see a baby take its first steps, because you start thinking like, wow, these are the first steps of so many for the rest of his life.
Eddie's had the baby the whole time.
Yeah, we had it as a newborn. Picked him up at the hospital a few weeks after he was born, and he's been at our house since.
So, when I know that their parents, is that something that y'all reach out to them about? Like, hey, he took his first steps?
Yeah, shoot a video, and we'll send it to him.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Because
you text with them?
Absolutely.
That would be good for them to see.
And it was weird. My wife does it. I don't do it. My wife does it, and she had to kind of get permission to see if it was okay, because we did want their parents to be in the loop of special things like this.
Yeah.
And they said, just, it's up to you. If you want to have that connection with them, you can. If not, you don't have to.
Since you're the only parent that baby's known, do you feel like the baby's parents?
100%. Yeah, and you're right. The baby looks at us like I'm dad and my wife's mom, period.
And will you have to give those kids back anytime soon?
I don't know. Where we're at in the whole situation is it looks like the parents might be losing their rights pretty soon to these kids.
Which is probably good and bad.
Which is good and bad because they've been in our house for a year. But the weird part is that they really can resist losing their rights, and it can last for another year. So we may just have them at home for another year and not know what's going on.
Dang, man.
Yeah, right, it's
there
crazy.
There you go. That's What's the Haps. Hey!
What's the
Haps? Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Got a question here from an 843 area code. They say, hey, I have a question for Amy. Has she ever encountered negativity about her kids concerning race, adoption, etc.? How did she handle it?
I mean, I feel like over the 2 years that they've been here, they came from Haiti. And so, yes, they have. My daughter says her skin is brown. And we've gotten some looks, but mostly the comments I get is people don't believe I'm their mom. And then when I say, sometimes there's just looks of judgment and kind of confusion, and not like, oh, that's awesome. Where are they from? Or where, because they could be from here in America, or they could be from another country. But really it's just they don't believe that I'm their mom. And I feel like some people just question who I am, and I'm like, I'm their mom. I'm their mom. I promise. It's fine. But no.
Do people look at you confused? Wait, is this, what's happening?
Yeah, it's mostly...
That's the most frustrating thing?
That's what's frustrating. I'm fortunate to have not encountered too much judgment of against their race, but it has been why are you their mom? You're not the same color.
You should just walk around with a card. Okay, you're looking at me funny. Here's my business. Here's my card. Read this. Mm-hmm. Hit me back in like 5 minutes when we walk back through the grocery store. Yeah.
So many times they look at them. Like, if so many times it's happened with my son on his bike. He'll be riding it way ahead of me. And women will, other moms that are concerned will stop him and be like, where is your parent? They're like, my mom is back there. And they're looking right at me and they're like, where? I don't see your mom. Where? And he's like, that's my mom right there. And just because I'm white, they like act like I'm not there.
Do you have conversations with your kids about that at all?
Yes, because they know that I'm different. Sometimes I want to make sure they feel comfortable and okay. Like, are they, I don't want them to just see white people everywhere. I want them to feel included because for them, a lot of times I know they're walking into a room and they're the only ones that look different. And I don't want them to feel that way. So we try to be open about how they're feeling. And are you embarrassed? Sometimes I wonder, my daughter's 12, she's almost 13. And like kids at school, like if I'm there with her, they'll be like, that's your mom. So that's kind of to explain that people just don't believe I'm their mom. And then for her, I don't want that to be uncomfortable. Like, yeah, my mom's white. but I am.
Sometimes I'm uncomfortable that you're white.
Yeah. So, but we try to keep it diverse.
Well, thank you for that question. You can always email us or text us or even call us. Jordan is on the phone right now in Nashville. Hey, Jordan, what's happening? How are you? Hey, Jordan.
Hello, Bobby.
What's happening?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Sorry. I was just calling because today's actually my day off, so I get to listen to you live, but I have a job that doesn't allow me to have my phone on me or listen to the studio or listen to the show. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for putting up the podcast because it has allowed me to listen to you guys for over a year and a half now. And it's awesome. So the extra content of the post-show, pre-show is amazing. And so I just wanted to plug you guys and let other listeners know that they need to check out the podcast too because it's amazing.
Nice. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Love it.
So we start, it's a 5-hour show for the most part. And so we start early. You probably aren't able to hear the whole show. But even if you are, we go and just do more show once the show is over. We just got so much to say. So you can check it out on iHeartRadio. Search for The Bobby Bones Show on demand. Or go to wherever you listen to your podcast and just search Bobby Bones Show. But Jordan, I appreciate that call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, y'all have a great rest of your day. Bones.
Bobby Bones Show. Morgan, number two, loves food. She approached me many moons ago. I said, hey, can I do a segment about food? I said, what would you like it to be called? And she said, Food World. And here it is.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
Dunkin' Donuts dropped a new donut, and it's jelly filled with apple and raspberry jelly, and then it's drizzled with Frank's red hot sauce.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. Ooh.
I bet that's good. I bet you they're so tested, though, right? I know we go, ooh, is it good or not? But I bet it's so tested that a lot of people said it was good.
It's got to be. Like, I mean, it sounds like my family for Christmas. We like sausage gravy on cinnamon rolls, and people think it's disgusting. But it's amazing. There's something about salty, spicy, sweet.
And I like Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah. I did, too. It's really good.
I did see a story, too, about ice cream that was macaroni and cheese. Did you see that one?
Yes.
You would like that.
That doesn't sound good.
But again, I had ice cream that turkey and dressing in it, and I thought the same thing. I thought it was going to be disgusting. Oh. And it was pretty good. And this one ice cream shop, do you remember the story?
Yeah, I do. And the guy who had it, though, he said the ice cream itself was really good, but they put noodles in it. And obviously, when noodles freeze, they get hard.
Oh, that would be weird,
So
huh?
The noodle bits in it weren't good to have part of it. So like it was mac and cheese pasta ice cream basically. So if you just did mac and cheese and did like the cheese ice cream, it'd be really good is what he said.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm looking at it here. I love ice cream. It's one of my favorite foods.
You do, but you like it with that weird stuff.
I like soup. I like smoothies. I like ice cream. Like those are three of my four food groups.
Yeah. You do order a lot of soups.
I love a soup. God, I love a soup. You know what I like to do? And I get judged when I'm doing fancy stuff. If I'm in California or New York and I'm with TV people, I take my bread. I dip it in my soup. Mm. Like straight up. Don't care. I don't care how fancy a restaurant they have me at. I will go straight bread to soup. If that makes me a hillbilly, then...
Then so yeehaw. Be it.
Yeah, yeehaw. Is this happening right now at Dunkin' Donuts?
It is, but it's only in Florida, so they are testing it to see if it goes well. If it goes well in Florida, it's coming everywhere.
Dunkin' Donuts, a donut drizzled with Frank's Red Hot Original Cayenne Pepper Hot Sauce. In my later years of life, not only have I developed a taste, an affinity.
Yes, the palate.
For cranberry juice, which I, not cranberry, grapefruit juice, which I have a lot with sparkling water. But I've started to really like red hot, like hot sauce on stuff. Mm. You a hot sauce person?
I used to be, and now it's things are hotter to me than they used to be. Like I used to be able to go hot salsa, and now I buy mild.
Mm. You're going backwards.
Yeah. I know. I can't even do medium sometimes, so I don't know what's happening.
All right, thank you, Morgan number two, and that's Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num num num.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Off the coast of Japan on that quarantined cruise ship, the coronavirus has spread to 8 Americans. The virus tripled overnight with now 61 total cases on that Diamond Princess cruise ship. In other news, Instagram made some updates with the new data filters. You can see which accounts you've interacted with the least and purge them. You can also see the Instagram accounts that appear in your feeds the most and which accounts you followed first and last. And finally, Kobe Bryant's public memorial is going to be held at the Staples Center on 224, which is his daughter Gianna's basketball number and his number.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You guys can get in touch with us. It's very easy. We have an email address just so you can reach out for advice. Morgan number two, what did they email to?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right, let's open it up.
Bobby's Mailbag.
They write, "Hey, Bobby, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. We just recently moved in together. While cleaning, making room for our stuff, I found a shoebox full of cards. Thought it was sweet that he kept the cards I'd given him over the last 3 years and opened them to reminisce. They were not cards from me, but cards he saved from an ex when they were together. I wanted to see how you felt about keeping things from past relationships. Should I be concerned or ignore the whole situation? Thanks, Sam." First of all, if you're concerned, you shouldn't be with him. Just in general, if you find any reason to be concerned, if it's DMs, if you're like, "I'm concerned," you have to address it and maybe think you don't need to be with him. It's weird, but at least he doesn't have him out. You know, they're in a shoebox. I'm not going to break the relationship over this. Maybe have a conversation. I just think I don't have anything like this. But if I did, I wouldn't be keeping him because I was in love still.
Did she say sorry how long they've been together?
3 years.
Okay.
Does your husband have anything?
No, but I kept a shoebox full of all kinds of stuff from relationships. But then once I got married, I got rid of them. Like, they're gone. And the boyfriends I was keeping stuff from, they were married too. So I was like, there's no point in keeping this stuff. So I got rid of it, but it wasn't like, honestly, I don't think it'd be weird if I still had it though.
I don't either, because it's more of a history of your life than it is of you still loving them.
Yes.
If he was hiding them from you, or it was something he just didn't want, or if he freaked out in a really weird, bad way when you, then maybe that puts up a tiny red flag. But we are all just the accumulation of our pasts.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for those relationships that didn't work out, he wouldn't be with you. I kind of think it's okay. Do you want him to go to a yearbook picture with you and him and his ex-girlfriend if it's in a yearbook? It's a fine line. And I don't think it's something that should be a big fight. Do you?
No, I don't.
What would you do in this situation?
It can be a discussion. You should communicate about it because you don't want it to build up and then turn into something way bigger than it needs to be. He honestly might be like, "Oh gosh, I totally forgot those were back there."
Maybe.
It's weird.
Maybe.
Or he might be like, "Hey, yeah, I like to hang on to stuff. Like that just is what it is. It means nothing to me, but I'm not going to throw it away."
Yeah, I think we're kind of on the same page here. I think you have a conversation if it's like burning on you to have the conversation.
Ooh, speaking of burning, maybe he's like, "Well, to prove that I don't care, let's burn them together."
Let's not put that in the atmosphere because he may not say that, good. And then she'll
that's
be disappointed.
Advice,
but I think
that what Sam should do, because she's a girl, Sam's a girl.
Yeah.
Should go, "Hey, I found these notes from your ex. I was going to the closet. I didn't mean to stumble. I didn't read many of them. But do you want to keep these or do you want me to throw them out?" Wink, wink. And then if he's like, "You know, either way, but I keep them because, you know, I like to keep a lot of things from my past. I just don't think it's that big a deal."
Right.
That's all I'm saying. If you're secure, be secure.
True.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And then when he's gone, throw them away and act like you never know where they went. Don't you do that to your husband's clothes?
T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think approach it in a very calm, mature way. Don't be like, which I don't know if you know some of his ex-girlfriends or what these cards said, but don't approach him aggressively and be like, "So, when's the last time you talked to Lisa?"
Lisa is such a...
Something like that.
All right,
you know?
There you go. That's the mailbag. Thank you.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Remember, don't make things a bigger deal than you have to. Mm-hmm. You only get a few things you can make a big deal about and it really work. Otherwise, then you're just crazy. So if that's not worth being a big deal, yeah, save it.
Save your crazy.
Save your crazy, because we all got it. We got to dish it out in good amounts. Morgan, number two, if people want to submit something to the mailbag, what do they do again?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for Fun Fact Friday. Its own standalone segment, a spinoff, if you will.
Yeah.
Fact number one.
Well, today's Garth Brooks' birthday.
Wow.
He's 58 years old today. And the fun fact about him is that he turned down a role in Saving Private Ryan. Because apparently he didn't want to be cast under Hank's shadow.
Who's really? Hank?
Hank? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, Hanks, the shadow.
Yeah. Like, if he couldn't be the main role. And then I also saw that, too, he was offered a part in Twister, but he said that Tornado was the star of the movie, and he wanted to be the star. I don't know what that
Twister,
part's
that was
true.
A good movie.
That movie was terrible.
Oh, I liked Twister a lot.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah, thought it was good. The Garth Brooks acting thing, though, has he ever acted?
Not that I'm aware of. I guess because he hasn't been offered the lead role, maybe.
He's waiting for that lead role.
But anyway, happy birthday, Garth Brooks.
I love Garth Brooks.
Sure, me too. He for sure turns 58 years old today, so that's the real fact.
I don't feel like those facts were that fun.
Okay, so in 2005, a fortune cookie company called Wonton Food Inc. correctly foretold lottery numbers, resulting in 110 winners.
Oh, in the cookie, they put the numbers in there and they used them?
Yeah, but an investigation was launched and no fraud was involved. Like, people just won. The fortune cookie was right, and then it resulted in 110 winners. So, hey, yeah, you never know if your fortune cookie might be legit.
Well, you know, that was the one time of all the millions of fortune cookies.
But kind
of
crazy.
But that is pretty crazy. Yeah. And also, you use the numbers and you have to split it with 110 people. And you're like, how do so many people win?
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting that same number in everybody's fortune.
Yeah. Have you ever been able to solve the Rubik's Cube?
No.
But you don't take the time.
No, it's just not. I'm not good at that. Oh. First of all, I'm really bad colorblind, and the blues and the greens are very similar. So you want me to get into this?
Sorry.
The blues and the greens are tough for me sometimes, and I'm like, I think I may have it. And it's like, no.
You're like, are you colorblind or something?
I am.
Especially with dark. I didn't even think about that when I was asking you this question. Yeah. I'm very sorry.
So I've never really dove into those because of the color issue.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because if you could see, I could see this totally being your thing.
What,
you
what's
being
the
like,
thing?
I can do it in 5 seconds. Well, the creator of the Rubik's Cube, Erno Rubik, it took him 1 month to solve the cube after he created it. And as of right now, the world record is 3.47 seconds.
I don't know that my mind works like those people that can do those Rubik's Cubes. I know I'm good at trivia and being quick, but I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've never tried because I get down. I'm like, I don't know blue from green.
No.
I know.
Sorry about that.
All right, what else?
Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. The stripes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know. I kind of was like, what? And then the stripes are like fingerprints, and no two tigers have the same pattern.
Hmm.
Huh. Which is kind of crazy. But I mean, that's also crazy when I think about how our fingers are different, too.
What was that sound you just made? Yeah, it sure is. They shaved a tiger in this picture I'm looking at, and their skin
is striped.
The stripes. That's pretty cool.
That's so?
Pretty cool.
Okay, and lastly, a cloud can weigh more than 1 million pounds. Clouds are not as light and fluffy as they appear. And yeah, about 1 million pounds is what they could weigh.
Then so how's it floating? Crazy.
Stop it. It's gravity. There's no gravity up there. So it just floats.
Up where?
Up in the sky where the clouds are.
That's not true.
It's got to be, right?
You're not accurate with that because airplanes go above clouds, and if an airplane stopped all engines, it would fall.
A cloud can still float at that weight because the air below it is even heavier.
Okay.
Boom.
Wrap your mind around that.
I'm better than that Eddie going, there's no gravity. I believe that. I've skydived from above
space.
Clouds.
Yeah, that's space. You have to go away.
Yeah. How did we get a show?
Now that I think about that, yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, don't listen to us sometimes when we talk.
Okay, there you go.
There are my fun facts that'll give you some stuff to, you know, talk about this weekend.
Fun Fact Friday. Thank you, Amy.
Bones.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Kenny Chesney teased his next single called Here and Now, and it will be out on February 21st.
Here and now, nowhere else in this world tonight. You and me ain't good to be.
Announced this week that his next album, Southside, will be out on April 3rd. He just shared the first song from it called Hard to Forget.
You've got a cold heart and cold hard truth. I got them bottled with you, but I got no proof that you showed up tonight and that dress just messed me.
In new albums out today, the Cadillac 3 dropped Country Fuzz, and Tennille Towns shared her EP called Road to the Lemonade Stand. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so Chef John Doherty, who once ran the kitchens at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, which is like totally fancy smancy, has used his expertise to create a line of special meals to feed the hungry. And they come in these little pouches, you know, like a tuna pouch that you like rip off.
Oh, yeah, the zip tuna pouch.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Because sometimes when you give the homeless or people in need a can of food, they can't open it. That doesn't help them. They don't have a can opener. And this is a way to have meals like easily that they can get to, that they can just tear open. If they have access to a microwave, great. It tastes great warm. But you can also eat them at room temperature. And they're full of like nutritious ingredients and 20 grams of protein. So yeah, I like that. It's like kind of all like fancy food.
Created this line, Heavenly Harvest. One of them is red beans and rice. One of them is three bean chili.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I know homeless people will like them. Also, they look good to me right now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, the packaging is thoughtful and, like, cute and aesthetically pleasing. Like, and I think that's important, even when you're, for all people.
Also, college kids. Because when I was in college, I was basically eating just noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good for him for figuring out a way to get anyone that's struggling a bit of food that can be not as expensive and also easy to kind of keep. And
quality, like full of ingredients and like taste really good and look pretty. Like, right, I think it's all important.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lafayette, Indiana. A 42-year-old man walked into a gas station, pulled out a knife and said, "Give me all the money in the register." Only problem is one of the guys working behind the counter was his brother. Thought he had the day off, so he thought it'd be a good time to rob it.
Uh-oh. Also, if someone comes to you with a knife and tries to rob you, and you have a register in between you and the knife, don't you kind of have a way to block them?
Yeah, you have some distance there, too.
Like, if they can't reach you, what are they going to do, throw the knife at you like a ninja?
Right.
And then it's his brother. This whole situation probably didn't go right.
No, so he turned around and ran out. Police were called, and they found him a couple blocks away.
I mean, also, if you're getting robbed with a knife and there's a counter, there's probably a door backward. You just walk in the back. You're like, no, thank you. I don't want to be robbed. Just walk through the... If it's a gun, it's different. They can shoot you.
Right.
So, and did they get the guy?
Yeah, he was arrested.
All right, there
I'm
you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Garth Brooks turns 58 years old today. Happy birthday, Garth
Happy
Brooks.
Happy birthday.
So, we're going to play a game to see how well we know our Garth Brooks songs by the first line.
Ooh.
Okay? So Garth Brooks is the first artist ever to have hit songs in every decade, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020, because Dive Bar is about to hit again.
Wow.
So it's all a big deal. Since 1989, Garth Brooks has gone on to chart a total of 89 songs on the country chart, 19 number ones, 36 of them have hit the top 10. So we're going to play Can You Name That Garth Brooks Song by the first line. Ready? And Raymundo, you're singing the line?
Yep.
Okay, can you name the title of the song with Raymundo? Do you know these songs?
Yeah.
Okay, song number one.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, I got it.
And everybody in?
In.
In for the win.
On the count of three, we all should get this one?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Friends in low places.
Good.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
That's a good one. Next up, Raymundo, Garth Brooks song.
Yes, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man.
You want to do that again?
Yes, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man.
Oh, when he put the hay in there, it really made it easy for me.
Got that one.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
You're not sure, Eddie?
I'm just not sure of the exact title.
You'll get it.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm sure of the title.
You may not.
Why?
I'm
well,
sure
Eddie
of
and
the
I
title.
Are Garth Brooks Huge. Diehards. If it was George Strait, I would be positive in you. Amy?
Working on a Full House? No! What is it?
Lunchbox?
Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House.
Yeah.
That's the, it's that long?
Yep.
Yeah, I did Two of a Kind because I think Working on a Full House is parentheses.
Mike? Mm. Is in parentheses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa! Yeah. Brother!
I have Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House.
And she's my lady lucky, I'm her wild card.
Amy, you're out. Next up, Raymundo, sing us a Garth Brooks tune.
Looking back on the memory of...
That one.
Good job, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Raymundo, sing it again.
Looking back on the memory of.
Yeah. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
The dance.
The dance.
The dance.
There it is.
Looking back on the memory of.
All right, three down. Raymundo, what's next?
I was feeling the blues.
Got it.
I'm in.
Got that one.
You 100%?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Sing it again right now.
I was feeling the blues.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. It's two piña coladas.
It is. Two piña coladas.
Nice.
Two piña coladas.
Yeah, nice job.
Oh.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news. When the-
All right. One more.
3:30 in the morning.
Got it. I like they're getting shorter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
It's going to be next time. One word.
Try that. Yeah.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls.
Ooh.
Come on.
Hit us with another one, Raymundo. 3:30
in the morning.
Last time I saw her, it was turning colder.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh.
That's where we lose Lunchbox.
Nope.
You think so?
Yep. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
That's summer.
What she's doing now.
What she's doing now.
Yeah! Eddie, we're just going to call it a tie.
No,
I think you and I
would
be here all day long.
Yeah, you're right. You're
we,
right.
We celebrate Garth, though. Happy birthday, Garth
Happy
Brooks.
Happy birthday, Garth.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So do you have any rules for when you're in bed?
I spend so much of my home life in my bedroom, meaning I don't get to be home a lot. I don't go into my living room often. And sometimes I eat in the bed.
So you really don't. Like, it's not like a safe place for, like, no food, no phone, no TV. Like, that's where you do everything.
Yeah. The only thing that really doesn't happen in the bed is what you think should happen in the bed.
Okay. Well, Justin and Hailey Bieber, they have a no phones rule in bed. And they say that that's a house rule that they've established. And they try to read more. And they just want to, they're practicing nesting. And so once they're in the bed, phones go away and they do not have them out.
Didn't you at one point have a rule with your husband, no TV in the bedroom?
Yes, and we had no TV for much of our marriage. That changed about 3 years ago, and I love it.
And now you love the TV in the bedroom.
Yes, but I think that, I was thinking when I read this, I was like, my husband and I, we need to implement something like this. Like, because one, we want to read more. Two, we can just end up being on our phones. It's not good for you to have that screen time before you go to bed. Something to do with what scientists say with the blue light. So I'm like, you know what? I just need to put it away.
I enjoy watching TV in bed. And people say if you do everything in bed, you don't sleep as well in bed. Well, crap, I'm more comfortable in bed. I'm just like, I love my bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Okay, so Gerber is searching for their next ambassador baby for 2020, and the search is on. So parents have until February 21st to submit a photo and a story and a chance to have their baby be the Gerber baby of the year. And if you, all you got to do is go to photosearch.gerber.com. Eddie's the only one. Oh, no, Lunchbox, you have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, is your baby going to be born in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
We should submit it.
I mean,
I wonder how much that pays.
I mean, it could be, who knows?
I mean, that baby's really famous. It's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be millions.
Can you imagine Lunchbox? No, it won't be millions.
Oh.
But can you imagine Lunchbox's baby upstages him?
Oh, he'd be
because he's already been mad when Eddie's kids go viral.
Good
Correct.
Point.
Lunchbox has never gone viral, and then he gets mad when his kid does.
Mm-hmm.
Mike,
isn't the rule as a parent you should be happy for your kid? Like, you should be happier that your kid gets to do something you don't get to do?
Yes, it is. And if they accomplish something later in life, yes. But just going viral for being a picture, that would make me mad. But if it gets paid a lot of money, I guess I'll let him do it.
Because you get the money?
Yep.
Would you save it for his college or would you just spend it?
No, I'll probably spend it. Yeah. I mean, because you got to pay to raise the kids.
Good
so.
For you. Good yeah. for you. Amy?
Okay, so just quick story that is amazing. Because Bobby, I know you don't have the best relationship with potholes, but this guy was in an ambulance and the ambulance went over a pothole and the dip and the whatever it did to him, it saved his life.
It restarted his heart.
Yeah, medics really? Say that the man's heartbeat suddenly returned to normal after it went over the pothole. So it was almost like what his body needed to jolt back into whatever it needs to do.
Yeah,
to
funny. Live. Thank God like for the pothole.
He's struggling and then boom,
yeah.
it popped his heart right back into place.
So sometimes potholes can be good.
Let me go to Michael real quick in Virginia. We got just a few seconds. Hey, Michael, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to call and say thank you from me being personally on a road from being a quadriplegic, just hearing all y'all's positivity that y'all spread every day, man. It's so loving and so wholesome, man, and thank y'all.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And all you guys that call, like, we appreciate that because we know your mornings are busy. And the fact that you'll pick up your cell phone and wait on hold for 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes, however long it takes, like, we appreciate that. So thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Amy, wrap us up here.
I'm Amy, and that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Remember last week when I was telling you the story about that brewing company who was putting dogs on the cans?
Yes.
And they were like, hey, here are some dogs that could use adopting. And you would get them on your cans and you get the beer.
Yeah, smart.
Okay, well, I have an update to this. A Minnesota woman recognized her dog that's been missing for 3 years.
No way.
On a beer can from Motorworks Brewing. Monica Mathis says she was scrolling through Facebook when she saw the viral story about the adoptable dogs being put on beer cans at a Florida brewery. Quote, I saw one of my dogs. I was like, wait, that looks like my dog. She said that her dog named Day Day, the one that was on the can, looked like the dog that she helped deliver back in the day and kept. And she searched for her, called the shelters, and eventually got reunited with the dog.
Wow.
They checked the microchip and the name had been changed, but the information was the same. And so that's how they found the dog. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once I got the confirmation, I just couldn't believe this was actually my dog. How Hazel got from the Midwest down to Florida, they say, is unknown. And the transportation is being paid for by Friends of Manatee County Animal Services. And thanks to a can of beer, Hazel gets to go home. How about that?
Awesome. Love it.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Who do you think initiates divorce more, men or women?
Women.
Why?
I don't know. Because they can't put up with the guy anymore. Is that not right?
Because both ways.
Well, I don't know.
Women's right.
Oh, okay. I was just guessing.
Women initiate almost 70% of divorces.
Really?
Which I thought was extremely high.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like 55-45 one way or the other.
Really close.
I don't know why women initiate most of the divorces. Are they the smart ones that are finally like, listen, this is just not going to work? Maybe. Or as Amy said, they just can't put up with our crap anymore. That's it.
Maybe.
Let's go over to Amy and get the morning corny now.
The morning corny.
How does thread get to school?
How does thread get to school?
On a school bus.
That's pretty funny. There it is. Thank you very much.
That was the morning corny.
Amy was trying to solo clap herself. We don't really clap anymore.
We really don't.
I know, but yeah. I kind of felt that one.
You did? That was a pretty funny one.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Maren Morris.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
I know. It feels like it's been a while.
It does, except for we live in this world now where I follow you on Instagram, so I watch your stories. And although we haven't seen each other, I guess, in person, I do feel like I know everything that's going on with you. So when you walk in, I'm like, oh, it's almost like there's no need to get up and like make a big deal about seeing each other because we're always seeing each other.
Right. I am jealous you met Stanley from The Office.
Well, he sent me a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jake had him send me a video. It cost $300 to have him send me that video.
Those are legit, though. Mm-hmm. Ryan got one for his birthday from one of the guys from The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
Who sent him that? His friend Andrew bought it for him, but it was really, really funny. But yeah, I would freak out if someone from The Office sent me one.
Yeah, and I did
birthday idea for anyone.
I went back this year. I didn't dance this year, but Meredith from Dancing with the Stars, or Meredith from The Office was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And I got to hang out with her three times.
Maybe that's who I was thinking that you met. Okay, yeah.
The greatest. Kate and she's Flannery. Like, she's like, I'm coming to Nashville. We're going to have dinner. So, and I try not to geek out.
Yeah.
It's hard not to geek out when you're a super fan because you want to ask all the questions. But I didn't. Yeah. I played it pretty cool. But she was so open about being on The Office. She was like, I talk about whatever you want, which I thought was also pretty great.
Yeah, they seem so like proud to have been a part of such a like American classic. So yeah, I love talking about it all the time.
I guess I haven't seen you since you announced that you were going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Right? Like I haven't
done anything really since like the CMAs. So yeah, this is like the first time I've really talked to people since just kind of got through the holidays and just keep getting bigger. So
is it harder to sing as the baby grows?
I haven't had a show, so I don't know. I have the Houston Rodeo coming up, which will be like very close to my due date, so I'll have to let you know then if it's harder to sing. But I mean, we were recently on our like baby moon in the mountains, and I tried to do this hike and it was just pitiful. Like it sounded just ridiculous, me like wheezing behind Ryan, and I only made it like half a mile. I just can't like do the same things, but I'm like listening to myself, and you know, it's like as long as you're getting out there and trying. But as far as singing goes, I've heard it, like by the end, you know, they're like kicking you in the ribs. So I can't imagine it's easy to sing.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Maren Morris.
I've put together a list of baby names based on pop culture and current events I'd like to pitch to you before you maybe assign all the names to your baby.
Okay.
Okay, because you know every year they put out the baby list and it's always some things from pop culture.
Yeah.
That end up making the big names. So just bear with me. Tell me if you would go for these. How about we name the baby Corona? Not the virus, not the beer.
Well, then no. What is it? Is it like spelled like the beer?
Yeah, but we'll call him a little Corona. How do you feel about that?
Pass.
Okay. How about Thanos?
That's so masculine. Is it like, is that from Avengers?
It is.
Okay, okay.
The misunderstood bad guy.
Got it.
Did you watch Avengers?
No.
Do you watch Cheer? On Netflix?
No, but I've heard it's good.
It's the greatest.
So good. Is Thanos in that too?
No, he should be though.
Okay.
Are you about to throw out one of those names?
Well, yeah, I was going to be.
Well, Ladarius.
Ladarius or Jerry. Yeah. Okay, here's one. You're not, at first it's going to hit you funny, but if you think about it, Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda Heard.
Baby Yoda. Olaf.
Olaf.
Joker. Or last one. I'll save the best for last. TikTok.
These are all great rapper names.
That's true.
Goes into that
TikToker.
Do you have a name that you're just not revealing yet?
I mean, someone suggested we should name him so Yaheard.
Yaheard. Got it. That's
fine. Or I like Purd.
Purd. So no, you're not sharing the name yet.
No, I mean, we're going to keep that to ourselves until he gets here. I feel like I've revealed a good amount. So, and I'd also like to meet him before assigning the name officially, just because
might change.
Like, what does he look like? He might not be what we think.
What
he
if
might
you,
be a TikTok.
If you
he
never,
might be a Thanos.
Yeah, you have any, like, you know what? Bobby's onto something. This is Baby Yoda, for sure.
He might be a Stanley.
Most babies look like Baby Yoda, let's be honest, right when they come out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's adorable, so I'd love to have one.
Maren Morris is here. The Bones, gonna be number one this week. Like, this song, again, doesn't sound like a lot of other things on the radio, which I think is why it's so strong and cuts through so strongly. Before you put the song out, was there ever a conversation of like, oof, I don't know, this may be a little too risky?
Not with this one, just because it was such a favorite at shows. So that is always like my litmus test if like a song is doing okay for me, is like if fans really react to it in a live setting. And people just freaked out when we would go into that ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. And so that kind of forced our hand when it came to picking that single. And I'm so glad we did. I feel like, thank you for saying it doesn't sound like the rest of the radio. I think that it's kind of the first love song I've put out. Because, you know, with my church and 80s and I could use a love song, and even girl, like none of those really touch on a relationship. It's all like very worldly songs that are just about life. So The Bones is kind of the first song that I've ever put out as a single that addresses love in the most like realistic terms. Because a lot of love songs to me can just feel so earnest and like I just can't relate to them. And with The Bones, it felt like we were writing something about a real relationship that goes through these trials and isn't perfect every day. And it isn't like preaching to anyone. It's just saying like you and me are going to like be in the trenches together no matter what.
That's interesting to hear you talk about it like that. It's like a pragmatic love song.
Yeah.
It's like extremely practical, and we build the bass. And then
right.
Whatever the crap happens, we got the base.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Got the base.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Maren Morris.
Whenever you play the Houston Rodeo, because that'll be March 7th, will you have a doctor with you? Because you're right on, like you said it, you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
Will you have a doctor with you?
I'm going to have I'll have an appointment with my doctor a couple days before, so I'll get like the clearance. But I'm thinking I want to bring like my doula with me just for like moral support.
Help me out. I never had a baby. So
yeah.
Tell me what a doula is.
It's basically like they're usually women and they're birthing coaches and they're sometimes nurse certified. Sometimes they're just there for like emotional support. But basically they're kind of like your manager in the room with the doctors because they've seen so many kids get born. And they just kind of help you and your husband, especially with like first time parents. I mean, Ryan is going to be just as clueless as me.
Like, they can advocate for you.
Yeah. And just talk to the doctors, talk to like our families, and they basically just keep the room chill. And I think like I'll be so distracted with the other thing that it'll be nice to have someone advocating for us, especially with like it being our first kid.
Will you fly to Houston that pregnant, or will you take a bus just in case? Because it'd be so cool if you had the baby on the plane. How cool would it be if your plane, Maren Morris, had her baby? You're
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That'd be pretty
just
cool.
Went into labor on stage. I'm going to probably fly just per my doctor's orders because it's a much shorter trip. It's like an 11-hour bus ride. So, you know, if things go toe up, we'll at least be back in Nashville.
Did you say toe up?
From the flow up.
Oh. Like tore up or from... Got it.
Hopefully not tore up. Yeah. It's also like I play at 6 p.m., so I'm going to be back in Nashville, I'm hoping, by like 9:30. So if we time it right, I don't know. This could all be real wishful thinking.
Like if you have the baby before, then what happens?
I don't know. You know, I feel like I'm just taking it day by day and I still have like a ways to go. So I'm just listening to like my doctors and my body and myself and just I think that... I think I can do it. I believe in myself.
Maren Morris is here. I was thinking about you. Are you still able to do music things? Are you still writing? Are you still, or are you out of that world right now? Are you just kind of focusing on the human personal side of you?
I have a couple writes coming up just with friends, people that I wrote with for my last record. And just to kind of like... get something going. I think that being creative in this way is something I have not tapped into for quite some time, just having been promoting a record for the last year and a half. So yeah, I'm going to be writing a little bit, but I also don't want to put any sort of deadline like, oh, we're on album 3 now. I don't even want to go into those writes, kind of telling my co-writers, okay, this is for MM3. I want to go in and just like write a song and like clear the cobwebs out. So yeah, for me, it's like, I mean, my record is not even a year old and winning album at the CMAs, I felt like that just afforded me some time to be like, okay, chill. You're about to have a baby and have this whole other like life challenge to deal with. You don't even know what headspace you're going to be in a year. So trying to like put timestamps of songs around that is tough because, I mean, I don't even know what kind of songs I could be writing in a year. I mean, just with this whole new change happening. So Yeah, I'm just writing here and there.
Here's the tough question. What are you listening to now? Everybody wants to know that we look to as wonderful creators. Like, what do you listen to in your own space, your own time?
Yeah.
That right now you're like, man, I'm really feeling that right now. It's a tough question.
Yeah, especially when your job is music. I think that lately I've been really into these like pop female artists. Like, I love the new Halsey record. I think is really, really good. I'm obsessed with Rosalia, who is this kind of Spanish flamenco pop artist from Spain, and she's beautiful, and her art, like her music videos, her songs are just so otherworldly. And it's nice to kind of get out of your own lane for a second and just listen to something not even in your own language, because it just gets like the gears shifting in a different creative way.
That's why I hang out with Eddie.
Yeah,
he's same thing.
Yeah, he talks in Spanish.
Right.
Yeah. You watching anything good? Anything on Netflix? It's always, every time you come in, we kind of bond over some show. What have you been watching? Netflix, Amazon, anything, anywhere?
Well, I love anything true crime.
Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
I was just about to say, yeah, Ryan and I blew through that. And, you know, I must have just completely forgotten about that news story, because I did not remember that at all, even though it was just a couple years ago. Yeah, I mean, it's just so insane and sad.
But constantly it kind of outdoes itself with more shocking things. You're like, wow, I can't believe this happened. Oh, and then that happened too? And you go, wow, I can't believe I've forgotten about all of that. Like, the world is hitting us so many ways, you forget a story that was that crazy about something that was in pop culture that was so big. Sports is a big part of pop culture.
Right, I know. And I mean, it's the biggest football team in the country that it happened to. So yeah, that was a really great documentary. There's this show on HBO, The Outsider, with Jason Bateman, and it's really scary. It's like a Stephen King written. It's based off of a Stephen King book, but that's been really creepy.
Do you like scary stuff?
I do. Ryan, like, could take it or leave it, but I love being scared, which is probably why I'm, like, so terrified when I have to be home alone and he goes out of town. But I love, like, anything true crime.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On everything. It's really great to see you. Congrats on the song. You know, obviously in this room, we all love what you do.
Thank you. So. Well, it's fun. This is like your namesake song that could potentially go number one. It's all because of you, Bobby.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm glad that you did. All right. Maren Morris is here, and we will see you soon. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sarah is a school principal in Arlington, Texas, of an elementary school, and there's two kids in her school now. One has already graduated, and their father's been sick since 2018 with kidney problems, been looking for a donor everywhere. And Sarah's like, you know what? I'm the principal. I'm supposed to help these kids whenever I can. She goes and gets tested, and she's a match and donates her kidney to the dad.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
Even to go get tested is a big step.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that means you're really considering it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome. That's cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you just the vocals from a one-hit wonder. You'll know the song. I just need you to name the artist, okay?
Oh. Sorry.
For example, can you name this artist right here?
That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
That song is called Torn, but do you know who sings that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, Natalie Imbruglia. Nice.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, good job. G's silent, I think, but yeah.
Oh. Hey, don't be...
I used to name snob. Dude, I had a crush on her for
pronunciation
sure.
Snob. Okay, write your answer down, guys. These are all one-hit wonders. Again, I just need the artist, and you're going to hear the isolated vocals. Here we go, number one.
Didn't have to cut me off, make out like it never happened, and now we were nothing.
The song is called Somebody That I Used to Know.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
No, you didn't have to stoop so
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Have your friends collect
Amy?
Gautier.
Lunchbox?
Gautier.
Nice. Eddie?
Gautier.
Okay, Eddie, stop. Stop. Pronunciation snob.
That's how I said it.
I'm going to play all.
Gautier, guys.
Hold, hold. All right, next up, these are all one-hit wonders. Here is the artist.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down.
I'm in for the win.
But I get up again.
The song is called Tub Thumping. The artist is?
Chumbawamba.
That's Chumbawamba.
Eddie?
Chumbawamba.
Okay. You're gonna get frogged in the shoulder. And not by me, but one of them near you.
Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah. All right, can you name this artist here? One hit wonder and action.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Can you name the artist of Who Let the Dogs Out? A lot of heavy breathing in that you don't hear when the music's happening.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yo. And everybody having a ball. Oh, all right, think about that.
I tell a lot of fellas start the name calling.
Somebody can win it with this one.
Yeah, I'm in, but I don't think I have it.
Who let the dogs out? Amy, who is the one-hit wonder artist on that one?
Pitbull.
It's 305.
I know it's not. Let's make
them franchise boys.
Oh. Is that it?
Oh, I knew one right.
Eddie, for the win.
This can't be it, because if this is the name of the band, then they were destined to be a one-hit wonder. Bloodhound Gang?
No.
No.
But the Bloodhound Gang had multiple hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was.
It's the Baja Men.
Oh, Baja Men. Of course. I knew that.
Well, let's do another one. Everybody's still in. Hit this one. One hit wonder. Can you name the artist?
I'm blue, I'm a deed, I'm a died. I'm a deed, I'm a died. I'm a deed, I'm a died.
Lunchbox knows it. He wrote it down.
Yeah, this is like his jam. He was like at the club.
It was everybody's jam. I love this song.
Oh, I know, but
level.
He would like,
you're in for
level.
Sure.
He would dance to it.
For sure?
Yeah.
He may win a game.
I don't know.
I'm starting to get nervous. Down the streak.
I'm starting to get nervous.
I'm in.
Eddie, you don't know it.
I don't. I'm not.
You don't know it.
I'm not confident.
Did you ever go to level?
No, I never went to
That's
level.
That's why you don't know.
Did you go to Spiro's?
I went to Spiro's a couple of times.
All right. Amy.
Aquaman.
No. I'm going to save Lunchbox. I think he knows it. Eddie.
I put down Blue Man Group. They're a band.
Lunchbox, for the win. I have faith in you that you're going to get it here.
Are you ready for it?
He hasn't won a game in a long time. It's a big day. Big
day. Are
you ready? He's sometimes
Aqua!
Like,
Aqua!
Is it Aqua?
It's not Aqua. It's not. It's not Aqua.
Yep.
No, no.
Barbie girl. I'm
this
a Barbie
is amazing.
Girl.
Raymond,
Eiffel 65.
Oh. Eiffel 65.
Wow, you choked.
I started telling you, I started thinking I wasn't right.
You choked.
Eddie, give him the Heimlich. He's choking over there.
Oh, good one, Amy.
You all choked evenly.
Yeah, you all got it wrong.
No, you were in. Like,
we didn't have it.
He was in like 1 second.
You were like, this is my jam.
It is my jam. And then halfway through, I said, oh no, I think I got the right wrong one.
Okay.
That's all right. I'll just come back and get it. It'll hurt
sudden
even
death.
Worse. Okay.
We've been through a bunch of these. Sudden death. We're going to play it when you know it. Buzz in your name. I'm looking for the artist.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is
Eddie.
Always like
oh.
I don't know if I have this.
What? Eddie for the win.
UMI?
Incorrect.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Any guesses, guys?
She's always right there when I need her.
Lunchbox. Them franchise boys.
She's like a genie in a bottle.
URL.
No, it's O-M-I.
Oh,
no!
And you missed it by a letter.
Dang!
All right.
Man. This,
again, a one-hit wonder. Name the artist. We're in sudden death.
In awesome. Hey!
Eddie.
Lunchbox.
Eddie.
Four non-blondes.
Oh, that's it.
Wait, Lunchbox, you were so close.
Yeah. I was going to guess Pat Benatar.
Ooh, yeah, you should have.
She had a lot of hits.
Pat Benatar.
Wow.
Hey, man, that...
You got
because I felt like I really was going to lose that one to Lunchbox.
See if you know these. We'll just play the full clip here. Here you go. This one. See if you know this artist.
Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley.
You know that one?
Yeah.
Here's this one.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go, Barbie.
That's Aqua.
Yes.
That's Aqua. That's Barbie Girl by Aqua. Do you know this one, One Hit Wonder?
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to
date?
Yeah, yeah, nice. Nice.
Amy, good job.
There you Thank go. You.
Eddie, congratulations on another
Thanks,
game.
Thanks, Bones.
I mean,
I felt like I put an asterisk by that one. Like, I shouldn't have won that. That was Lunchbox's game.
Because
he choked.
iPhone 65?
Yeah, that was his jam over a level.
Dang.
That was.
That's all right. I'll take the win.
All you do is win.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Appreciate you guys. Yes, Bobby Bones. Now time for Flashback Friday 2004 on this day. Here we go.
Flashback Friday.
2004. I guess I had been doing mornings for about a year, almost 2 years. I was still the kid.
Yeah.
The way kid who was doing mornings. People were like, ooh, who is this kid? Now I'm not the kid anymore.
No.
As John Mayer once said in Stop This Train, I'm only good at being young.
Mm-hmm.
2004, you haven't joined the show yet in 2004, did you?
No, I didn't join until 2006. So I don't even know if I was selling granite yet. I think I was still looking for a job.
The biggest country song on this day in 2004, There Goes My Life, Kenny Chesney. My future, my everything. The biggest pop song, Outkast, Hey Ya. Here you go. Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance. And then a website called The Facebook was launched by Harvard sophomore Mark Zuckerberg. The website was initially limited to Harvard students, and then Columbia, Stanford, and Yale students, and now Facebook is worth over $598 billion.
Wow. Ooh.
Mark Zuckerberg's net worth is $75 billion.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, that is Flashback Friday. Morgan, number two, people should go back and listen to today's show. Why?
Well, Maren Morris was on with us.
Yeah, big, big, long, fun interview with Maren Morris. So check that out. Bobby Bones Show on demand. Amy, what's going on today?
Just nothing. I mean, trying to figure out what to do with my kids because they've been out of school for a couple days. So they're kind of antsy. I got to get them, like, maybe take them to that jump place or something. They need to do something active.
That's what I do with my dog. Mm-hmm. And just, like, take him somewhere and let him run all around.
Go run around, do something. Yeah. But then I'm like, if we're out of school because of illness, like, if I go to a jump place, is there illness there? I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's the most illness there.
Yeah. What about you?
I have a big profile with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I think I can talk about this. They're doing a big piece on me. I think a little bit of it's about future running for governor.
Nice.
They're doing this whole profile. Like, I don't know. So it's the biggest paper in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so they've driven 6-7 hours to get here.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So that's in person.
No pressure.
In person. Photo shoot, super long interview. I don't feel pressure.
You don't at all?
No. Those are his people.
No, I don't feel pressure anybody to do interviews. Like, I know what I want.
Oh, okay.
I don't even care what the questions are. Like, I know how I feel. I just say how I feel.
Yeah, because some people ask for questions beforehand. Like, they want to be prepared.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
You don't do that?
Mm-mm. Wow, I'm good.
Cool. Just wing it?
No, I don't wing it. I know it.
There we go.
I know that you know it, but in a way, if you're not preparing for it, you're winging what you know.
I'm prepared for me as much as you can be prepared for anything.
You're just always prepared?
Yeah, because it's me I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. Monday, we're back. Bye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.